sipping up lots of wine. There was once a boy of life who lived upon a knife. He took his share of everywhere, but he never took a wife. He was born to live like a mercenary. Well, personally, I think that's fine if you're in the right mind. He was bit by the 20th century. Sun. Kick your heels in the killing fields. To run, rabbit, run, you're a son of a gun.
You're listening to The Casual Sound. That was The Laws with Son of a Gun, the opening track to their one and only album. It's called The Laws, right?
The Laws.
Brilliant album.
Yes.
And absolutely. The perfect way to bring us into a themed episode. This week's theme is...
Liverpool, like...
Hey.
All right, so you're going to be hearing a selection of bands and songs that we think are the best things ever produced by Liverpool, starting with the Beatles. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to throw any Beatles on here. Did you find out, is Rick Astley from Liverpool?
He's from Merseyside, yes.
Okay, so we're going into Rick Astley.
All right. Yeah.
Here it is. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Recall
That was Jasper by Hooten Tennis Club. Absolute tune.
And they're a newer band. They're still going, right?
I don't know if they're still going. So. They still going? Yeah, I don't know. Lenny, where, you saw them over on the continent, didn't you?
I saw them in Hamburg, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a Liverpool connection there after the Beatles.
There you go.
Tiny little venue, probably 20 people in there. It's a good night.
Yeah? Yeah. How were they? Were they class?
Oh, yeah. Champion, yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right. So we're going to move into...
I mean, don't you want to talk about your flock of seagulls? I guess we've already gone into your Liverpool trip and how you're hanging out with Paul at the bar.
Yes. At the Cavern Club, no less.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, it's about as Liverpool as it gets.
So the next song we're going to go into is Paco by Ladytron. And I used to play this at Lip Gloss all the time. It was not one of the hits off of their 604 album. But in my opinion, it was one of the best. And you all said that it referenced something that I have no knowledge of, which was the Are You Being Served, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if you... First floor, perfumery, stationery in Letterford. Yes. Yeah. I mean, did you actually... I mean, I actually watched that. I would watch episodes of Are You Being Served. Man, that,
great.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent show. Mr. Rumble.
All right, here's Ladytron with Paco.
The quality of the The quality of the unusual comedy is the same for you and me. And the days and nights you remembered me, the walls I never seen. Honestly, it's the long lost comedy. 50 million reasons, loving in the seasons. 50 million lovers sitting at the doorbells. 50 million reasons, loving in the seasons. Thank you.
Cast with Sandstorm. Before that, Shaq with Comedy.
We've been playing a lot of Shaq lately.
We have. It's been great.
Yeah, there's absolutely no flaw in that.
Yep.
All right, so the next one, Space. Space isn't a universally great band, fairly inconsistent, but they got a hit on both of their albums, and the first album was Female of the Species. Which I could listen to all day. I love that song. But then on the second album, which was not as popular, they had this track, Avenging Angels. And Jake Ryan, are you familiar with it?
I'm not, because I never really got into Space. They don't rate very high on the Jacobson scale because of their lack of consistency. And that's usually my metric.
I appreciate that. I think I'm going to start adopting that.
Statistical analysis today.
That's right.
Class.
But Avenging Angels is a fun track, and again, another band right out of Liverpool. So let's keep it going all the way to the end, boys. I got nothing. I don't know how to get out of this break. Should I just keep talking or should we? We'll love it.
much anymore.
Right, it's right, listen.
we talk about Liverpool, three bands come to mind. One is Laws. We opened up with that. Beatles, obviously. And then number three for me is Echo and the Bunnymen. And that leads to all sorts of other things. Yeah, just by default. And Ian Brody from Lightning Seeds, he's also from Liverpool. He produced that album. And I don't know if he produced that track in particular because there were three producers on Crocodiles, but that was one of them.
Can I say Echo and the Bunnymen better than the Smiths?
You can.
And will I get a heavy response from you two?
I won't agree with you.
Okay, is that it? You're not gonna go deep?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with you either. That's something that Ian McCulloch has tried to procure himself. In fact, I think both Ian Brown and Ian McCulloch both try and dump on the Smiths in order to kind of like claim that Northern crown.
So the thing about the Smiths too is that they do four albums, right? It's a nice, tidy little package there. You know the band from beginning to end. Echo and the Bunnymen are still going. So if they had stopped with three or four albums, maybe that argument is out there. There's enough output out there, though, that isn't, I don't know. It's not the first three or four albums, right?
Yeah, but I'm happy we can still go see them when we want to.
Yeah, which is pretty great. Yeah, 100%. And then before that, Bill Ryder Jones.
Yeah, beautiful for... Great record. Loved all his solo stuff since he left the Coral. Nothing more.
All right. So should we do Rick Astley?
Keeping it tidy.
Yeah. Rick Astley to end this episode? No.
No.
We're going to end it the same way Laws end their one and only masterpiece, self-titled. So we opened it up. You know, it's the bookends of the album. Right? Started the episode with Son of a Gun. We're going to end it with Looking Glass. Jake Ryan, you got anything you want to say about it?
No, I mean, I think it's universal knowledge that Cast gets their name from the last word that is spoken on that album.
This is The Laws with Looking Glass. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.